November 11th is Veterans Day. Let's take the time to honor those who have served our country. It's the land of the free because of the brave. Did you know that Agenda 21 includes a plan to reduce the Earth's population by 95% by the year 2030? How exactly do you think they plan on doing that? Most people are unaware that one of the greatest threats to their freedom may be a United Nations program which plans to depopulate 95% of the world. This is in headline news from 2017. Forced depopulation isn't anything new. We saw it in full force during the Nazi regime of World War II. Our guest today is going to tell us how we can fight against this demonic plot. James White is the founder and host of Northwest Liberty News and Critical Disclosure Radio, both of which can be found on the Brighteon Network. About a year after James started Northwest Liberty News in 2013, his news outlet got a tremendous boost when he was asked by Stuart Rhodes, the founder of Oath Keepers and J6 Political Prisoner, to be part of the television radio crew who were heading to Nevada to cover the now famous Cliven Bundy and family standoff against the Bureau of Land Management. Get ready for a powerful episode right here on the Counterculture Mom Show. I'm your host, Tina Griffin. Thank you for dear friend Corey Lynn for this killer shirt. Ignorance is not bliss. Ignorance is not bliss, people. Get your goods at coreysdigs.com. Once again, check out her store at Corey's, C-O-R-E-Y-S, Diggs, D-I-G-S.com. We are talking about climate change hoax this week with James White, radio host of Northwest Liberty News. James, thank you so much for jumping on the program today.
Hey, really appreciate you having me on your broadcast. Thanks so very much.
Oh my gosh, we got to plaster you all over the place. You're doing phenomenal work. Thank you so much. You have covered news throughout the West. You and your wonderful wife of 22 years and your dynamite two daughters here call Northwest Montana home. I can see why you're hiding up out there up in Montana, where your mission involves producing, editing, and hosting the Northwest Liberty News Show. How do you like living in Montana?
Well, it's fantastic. I'll tell you, you know, it's kind of a dichotomy because it's so beautiful. I mean, you can drop a camera out of your pocket and it can accidentally go off and you've got, you know, a postcard just about anywhere. But what I found out here is that there's like a really deep-rooted seedy underbelly of corruption that goes all throughout Montana. And it really started back in the days where the Copper Barons back in World War II, and Butte really was the center. Like they had the Copper Barons there and they controlled everything and they were corrupt and they bought people off and they just, you know, it was like a boss hog type situation way back in the, you know, back in the 1930s, 40s, that type of thing. And that whole, you know, the culture of corruption has continued to stick around here. That's why I'm doing what I'm doing. I'm trying to I'm picking the lock on the shackles of tyranny. That's the byline for my station. And I'm just trying to pick it open one lock at a time and free us from the chains of tyranny that are upon us.
Well, look at this new information coming my direction. This whole entire series, you guys are blowing my mind this week. Check out all four episodes, by the way, going to counterculturemom.com. I tell you what, your mind will be blown like mine is. Montana, I was thinking mountainous, amazing region. You've got the clean air and here you're dropping bombs left and right in the first 2 minutes. Okay, where did the modern depopulation agenda originate?
So really, Galton is really the one that coined the term eugenics, which really is the term that defines the operation of eliminating certain segments of the population for, you know, if you see them as being undesirable. And of course, you know, always go back to who's the one making the decision about which one of us are undesirable, of course, yes. Because that's always the key. So eugenics was goes way back. And I think 1883, I wrote some notes, 1883 is when that term was first used in a book that Galton wrote. And he was a cousin of Darwin, who, you know, is the Origin of the Species and that whole school of thought there. So really it's been going on for not quite 150 years, but maybe a little bit more, about 150 years or so, roughly, I guess, the modern eugenics program. Of course, it was ramped up back in the 1930s here in America by Margaret Sanger. And she really was the one that formed the Planned Parenthood. And, you know, eugenics just really was it was really popular back then. It was the buzz. It was the buzzword. It was the thing. And then until people, you know, kind of got their heads screwed on straight and realized they're killing folks because of their race and because of their social status and because of their mental acuity.
You are absolutely hitting the nail on the head. Margaret Sanger, founder of Planned Parenthood, she has many, many quotes out there. Google search. I'm surprised Google still has a bunch of info out there for everybody. No woman can call herself free who does not own and control her own body. And here's another quote that I have said time and time again. The most merciful thing that the large family does to one of its infant members is to kill it. The most merciful thing. So you can see exactly what's going on here. Now, here's an estimation of the world population by 2100, the year 2100 here, but not if the globalists have anything to do with it. They see population as a major problem. The population here could go up to 11.2 billion. The globalists don't want that. Tell us more about their plot and why they don't appreciate the fact that we're having babies.
Well, I give you the broad general overview. It's hard to determine at times because these people literally are psychopaths. They're inbred. They breed. They inbreed, in-family breed, and they have genetic, you know, they're genetically disposed to have a lack of empathy and they're, you know, they're not, they don't have the same moral compass that we do, right? So we sit back and say, and that's what's thought, that's the hard thing sometimes getting across to people is that they judge others based upon their own moral compass and their own moral, you know, their own moral underpinnings. And these people that want to do these things that we're talking about, including global depopulation, they don't adhere to that same moral standards that we do. So that's why it's incredible to try to get it across to folks, because they can't, but they say, well, I wouldn't do anything like that. Well, no, you probably wouldn't, but sadly they would.
And that's the problem, is that they own the globe. They have a lot of the dough, and they, brainwash the masses through mainstream media. I just want to give people a glimpse of what these globalists want to do to depopulate our planet. Check this out, everybody. The New World Order, UN Agenda, Agenda 2021, you have Agenda 2030. Here's some of their mission and goals. One world government, one world cashless currency, one world central bank, one world military, the end of national sovereignty, the end of all privately owned property, end of the family unit. Depopulation, control of population growth and population density. We're seeing that with Planned Parenthood, the LGBTQ whole agenda there, with us not having children, obviously, but pushing that agenda. Mandatory multiple vaccines. We've seen that. Microchip society. The list goes on and on. This will be in the show notes, everybody, to check out the New World Order, UN Agenda 2021, 2030. Those are just a glimpse of what you're going to be diving in deep here for us today. Tell us, historically, what methods has the evil establishment used to further humanity's demise? For example, through the food, air, and water agendas.
Absolutely. You nailed it right there. So here's this, the incestuous relationship between big agra and big pharma. What people have to understand is at the top, a lot of these board members, they're on each other's boards. The advisory boards and their company boards, a lot of, they're intertwined at the top. So what happens is the food companies, the big agra, they create the garbage that gets put out. People eat it. It gets them sick. And then they go over to their other company, Big Pharma, and they have to get medicated to be able to alleviate the effects that their other company, Big Agra, caused. So they make money both ways. That's how they do it. They make money while you're eating the poison, and then they make money while you're treating yourself from the effects of the poison that they sold you unknowingly. Of course, you didn't know this. You wouldn't have done it. But see, they got it wrapped up. And that's just two examples. But yeah, that's how they do it. They basically, in the food, the water, as we know, the chemicals in the water. Talk about fluoride, for example, is a toxic waste. What they've done is mislabeled it basically and put it in the water supply, and then it became a treatment. Look at the Nazis. You talk about the Nazis. They used fluoride back during World War II. I mean, this is not, we shouldn't be taking fluoride. This is poison. Right.
Absolutely. It's so crazy. And I always skip the fluoride treatment at the dentist office for my children. I'm like, get that poison away from them. I have been reading about this since I've been in diapers. I can't even tell you how far back it goes. It's just absolutely, you're spot on with all this. Another thing I've researched over the years, chemtrails. It's insane what they're pumping through our air. Tell us more about chemtrails. What is it? How can people find it? And why are they doing it?
So, you know, I've had Deborah Tavares on my broadcast. I interviewed her when I was with the Liberty Brothers radio show. Mm-hmm. I interviewed her, half a dozen times. She is under the impression that they are putting nanoparticles in the chemtrails. We know there is barium salts and aluminum dioxide. That has been quantified. We know that. There you see them right there. Are you familiar with the Morgellons disease? That is one of the suppositions that what she supposes, that some of the things that are in these chemtrails, they fall onto the earth and they're breathed in, and that helps to contribute to the Morgellons disease, right? So what happens when you get that? You have to go to the doctor, you get on medication, and everything goes back. You know, what's the Bible say? The love of money is the root of all evil. I mean, that's what it all comes back to, right? And control, mainly, because they really don't need money. It's not anymore. They don't really need the money because they just print what they want. But these currency, Federal Reserve notes, they're fiat currency printed out of nothing. So they can print as much money as they want. It's the control that they seek. That's what they want. They want to be the power of God. They want to be able to control life and death and decide who stays and who goes. They're deranged. I mean, I'm just being real with you. They're psychotic.
You're completely right on. And I love how you tie in where they cause the problem, wreck our immune system, trash our body, trash our brains, and then sell us a bunch of drugs with 4,800 side effects to try to get us back to normal had we not partaken in the garbage to begin with. So for example, I know people watching this right now, chemtrails, I saw a little bit about that. I could see that up in the air. That's not the trails coming off of the, no, it's not normal to have a plane, a jet, you name it, spewing out thick, white, toxic, aluminum-filled chemicals. I saw this when I lived in Hollywood. At that point, I want to say 20-some years ago, about 13 cities at that point were being dumped on with this garbage in the air. How do they do it? Who's behind it? Do you know any info on that?
So what they did was, yeah, the Navy is all signs point to the Navy. So there's planes that they disperse the chemical propellant from the planes. There's been few photos and pictures of the planes from people that have been on there that have, you know, the patriots that have taken these photos of this, of what happened, of this spraying. So what they've done with that in the beginning, sort of the gaslighting is the way that one of their methods of controlling the population. Of course, what they say in the beginning, it doesn't exist. You're a conspiracy theorist. It's a figment of your imagination. You're one of those kooks, one of those freaks. Now, of course, China comes out and admits back in the Olympics, when they had the Olympics in China, they created snow for the Olympics. Now they're admitting it openly. Back in 1969, they made it rain for 3 days on the Ho Chi Minh Trail. Ben Livingston, who's really the father of modern weather weapons, way back in the late 60s, they were producing rain to rain during the war. So this is not anything new. They can control the weather. Who knows, these hurricanes, some of these hurricanes, is it any coincidence that some of these hurricanes bash right into red states and wipe people out? I mean, I'm just saying, right? I'm just saying.
Look at the hurricane that just took place in Florida.
This is Hurricane Ian, passing near the NEXRAD transmission facility in Key West, Florida. When the transmission facilities are fully energized, they have a repelling effect on any air mass that has been saturated with electrically conductive climate engineering elements. Patents call for such seeding into storms to be carried out from above by jet aircraft. The NEXRAD transmission network then interacts with the storm air mass, determining where a storm will migrate and where it won't. As Hurricane Ian is allowed to make landfall, the frequency transmission facility in Melbourne, Florida, is fully engaged. This effectively slows Ian's migration inland. The transmissions can diminish precipitation in some regions while augmenting it in others.
It lays the predicate and the foundation for the development of a weather satellite that will permit man to determine the world's cloud layer and ultimately to control the weather, and he who controls the weather will control the world.
weather modification climate engineering patent holders like Raytheon and Lockheed Martin do all the weather modeling for the nation's weather forecasting personnel, the National Weather Service and the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. Both agencies have an illegal federal gag order on their personnel. The scheduled weather forecasting scripts are then passed all the way down to the local meteorologist level. The official narrative must be controlled. All must follow the same script.
Totally manipulated, I believe, controlled, created to try to wipe out certain segments of the U.S.
A case could be made. I'm just saying.
You are right on target. That's exactly what's going on here, people. All right. We're going to be back after this short commercial break, right after this, talking about murder by the government. And that is called democide. Unbelievable. Check this out in a couple minutes here.
Have you ever wanted to start a charity or ministry? Launching a nonprofit can be time-consuming, expensive, and overwhelming. If you have a vision and mission, but don't know where to start or how to raise donations, Capstone Legacy Foundation is your solution. Their ministry charity project allows you to receive tax-free donations without the expense and hassle of forming your own 501c3, and in less than 48 hours. This ministry partnership fund is exactly how Counterculture Ministries got its start, and we grew quickly. Capstone Legacy Foundation handles all your legal and accounting paperwork, allowing you time to develop the ministry and message God gave you. Call Capstone today at 610-688-8890 or check out capstonelegacy.org for more information and tell them Tina sent you. Partner with Capstone Legacy Foundation to transform our culture for Christ and get your nonprofit started today.
The only way we can truly make America great again is by investing in America first. Cortez Wealth Management provides American-based investment opportunities so you can rest assured that your funds are supporting businesses that you value. Are your investments aligned with your beliefs? Are you unknowingly supporting Chinese companies? Do you know if you hold ESG investments? We will help you answer these critical questions and more. Our professionals provide a strategic planning process in our America First retirement plan that is uniquely tailored to meet your goals and objectives. With our competitive fees and personalized service, you will get the best possible protection and security on your investment while also supporting policies and products you believe in. Call Cortez Wealth Management now at 813-448-3446 or visit AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com and schedule an appointment with us today. That's AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com. Have peace of mind that when you retire, you will enjoy your golden years.
Hey, just a quick reminder that there are so many options to tune into this Counterculture Mom program. Let your family and friends know the Counterculture Mom show is on many major podcast platforms. SiriusXM, Family Talk Channel 131, 600 radio stations nationwide, such as CSN, AFR, and Salem Radio, and over 20 TV networks and about 20 audio platforms. To find out more, download the Counterculture Mom app or go to counterculturemom.com and don't miss an episode. We are back with James White, my hero. You are talking my language. You get me all fired up here, James, trying to keep my seatbelt on, but I want to bust through it. Murder by the government is called democide. For more sources on governments murdering their people, here is a great website to check out. Can you fill us in? This is new to me. I haven't been to this website before. It is called hawaii.edu, and it's called Power Kills. Are you familiar with this website? What is all on this? Can you walk us through it?
So this is the results of the research of two researchers from the University of Hawaii who did research back in the 20th century and how many people died at the hands of government in the 20th century. And they determined, I can't see that document, but I know the numbers, 262 million people, they estimate, died at the hands of government in the 20th century. Death by government is called democide. So the most dangerous organization that you can, on MS-13, it's not a mafia, the most dangerous organization in the world is government, organized government. 262 million people died. Now, I don't even think they took into effect, for example, this scamdemic that just came here that just happened, right? Some would say that the people that died from that, the government could be secondarily responsible for that, is in some cases as well.
Absolutely.
Were those numbers even counted back in the Spanish flu back in 1918? Were those numbers even worked into that figure? Don't know. All I know, 262 million, if that's all it is, that's an awful lot of folks are dying at the hands of government.
These are the eugenics pictures that I wanted you to go over about who you think is actually behind this. 15 million Americans defective, they say. Gigantic eugenic enterprise organized for sterilization of unfit in the nation. What the heck is going on here? Here's the last one. It's just crazy. This is what happened in Hitler Germany years. We had millions of people butchered by the hands of Hitler and his cohorts. What is this all about? Who do you believe is behind the whole eugenics agenda? And do you think it's happening right here in the U.S.?
Oh, yeah, it's happening here in the U.S. for sure. Who do I think is behind it? That's the thing about this whole diabolical, insidious plan that the globalists have. You don't know who the actual, if you hear their name, people say, well, it's the Rothschilds, they're behind it, it's the Rockefellers. If you hear their name mentioned, they're not the people at the top. Mm-hmm. The people at the top, they come from bloodline families. If you're familiar with the work of Fritz Springmeier, the 12 bloodlines of the Illuminati.
Yes.
He traces all of this stuff back. And when people, you know, the power's in the blood. Isn't that what the Bible says? The power's in the blood. That's what these people think. These bloodline families really are the ones ultimately by behind them. And there's a handful of them. When I say that, I mean 12 to 15 of these families is the best estimation.
We're going to find out what we can do to fight back against the tyranny happening and take our country back right after a word from our sponsors. What if there was a safe, drug-free way to help your anxiety and stress levels? Well, now there is with Restore Patch. It's great for anyone suffering from fear, anxiety, sleep issues, lack of energy, or even migraines. It's the latest in wearable technology, a simple, all-natural, chemical-free wearable patch. Risk-free with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I'm just less anxious, I'm happier, I'm calmer.
I've had both of these together all day, been focused, been great.
I decided to give these a try because I just wanted to give my body a break, but I wanted to do so without chemicals, without prescription medications, and this has been great.
I was skeptical. And I tried it, and I am beyond thrilled that I did.
I'm telling you, this is everything I've ever needed.
Anyone can benefit from Restore Patch. To help your body get back on track or keep it there, just go to restorepatch.com and use code Tina at checkout to get 10% off.
Hi, this is Kevin Sorbo, and I want to introduce you to Equipping the Persecuted and their important work in Nigeria. The mission of Equipping the Persecuted is, as the name states, to equip our brothers and sisters in any way that we can. People in Nigeria are suffering at the hand of terrorists for their faith in Jesus. Sadly, very little is being done to create a lasting solution. That's where we step in. Our goal is to protect, rebuild, and strengthen families in both body and spirit. We are prepared with the resources necessary to respond after an attack. We provide medical aid, food, and a team to pray and comfort victims. Our persecuted brothers and sisters need your help. Take action today with a monthly gift of $20 or more at equippingthepersecuted.org. That's equippingthepersecuted.org. Thank you for your time.
James, what is your advice today for everybody? How can we fight back against the tyranny happening on a global scale and take the United States back in our hands?
Yeah. They use a couple of different programs to control us, and people have to realize, you mentioned a little bit earlier, the Hegelian dialectic, the problem, reaction, solution. They create the problem, wait for our reaction, then they provide the solution. And if I could tell anybody anything, don't be fearful. That's the main weapon that they use to control us. It's trauma-based mind control, MK Ultra, trauma-based mind control. They use fear as a weapon to control people's emotions and get them to do things that they wouldn't normally always do. Here's the key. Don't be fearful. You have power as well. They're no more powerful than you because they have $4,000 suits and $10 million studios. Okay, that's all fluff. You have power too, and collectively, we all have tremendous power, but we have to stop waiting for a savior to come in, Christ notwithstanding, we have to act. It's like we've been conditioned in the movies, Tina, that the hero's going to ride in at the end, save the day, vanquish all the enemies, ride off with the girl, and everything's going to be fine. That's not reality. That's a movie. You were in Hollywood. That's a movie. That's a movie script. The answer is you. Look in the mirror. That, don't wait for headquarters. Trump's not going to call you or anybody else. Don't wait for the call. The call is now. Stand up and act. And together, we can take these people down overnight if we all unite.
Once again, everybody, check out your great website, James White, NorthwestLibertyNews.com. Let's get truth in our brain. Keep up the phenomenal work.
Thank you. Right back at you.